Nashville, July 2. The morning sun was on his dark glasses, and as he moved his head from side to side, the sun danced across both black frames. Berryman slowed his car across from a small pink house on a north-numbered street in East Nashville. It was where he'd followed Bert Poole the night they'd been together in the Horn storefront. He let the car roll on, slowly cracking twigs and branches. He stopped it at the end of the street where there's no more curb, just crabgrass. This is a black neighborhood bordering on Fisk University ground. It's a shabby colony, chartered and owned by the First National Bank. On one corner there is a Marlboro cigarette poster. It's backlit so that the cowboy and his horse appear black. Thomas Berryman walked past a wooden shack laundry that reported how they Harlemize clothes. He passed a stripped Imperial, its broken windshield caked with dead insects. A broken refrigerator was strapped into its open trunk. A lot of small children and old people and what the children call nigger dogs are usually outdoors in the early morning here. That was how it was the morning Berryman came to find out what Bert Poole had on his mind. The screen kitchen door to the pink shotgun house was in a littered alley. The door was warped, wormy wood, and it didn't quite close. It was locked by a hook. An old air conditioner on the attic floor threw off water like an ice cube. The cold drops splashed down on Berryman's crew cut. He rapped on the door three or four times and called out Bert Poole's name in a loud, clear voice. Then when there was no answer, he pulled the hook out of the rotting door frame and walked inside to investigate for himself. The back shed held the odor of a cellar full of bad apples. It got worse as Berryman passed into the kitchen. It was as if a horse was dead somewhere. Maybe mice behind the stove, Berryman thought. There was no one in the apartment. In fact, there was hardly anything there. There were unpaid bills in the kitchen. Southern Bell, Electric, Kane Sloan department stores. Kane Sloan was threatening to repossess furniture from Poole. A black-seated toilet was clogged, and the bathroom smelled like an outhouse. A brown-stained, blue-striped mattress was the main living room furniture. That and a chintzy brown vinyl recliner stood out in the room. One tall lamp with a picture of Martin Luther King safety pinned to its shade was standing next to the front door. There were loose-leaf papers scattered all over the floor. There was a leather traveling bag, the kind of expensive carry-all that athletes bring to basketball games. Berryman made himself comfortable against the wall. He sat on the gritty mattress and held the leather bag in his lap. It was filled with bald striped shirts and Ivy League-style ties. There were some boxer shorts and crusty socks. There was a stenciled T-shirt that said, "Uncle Bert Loves You." At the bottom of the bag, folded in a pair of chinos, he found a long .44 caliber Magnum pistol. Berryman set it out on a mattress.